Hello, and welcome to I Can Become. My name is Blue, and I'm 11 years old. I live in Oregon City, Oregon. I like to play video games and wiffle ball, but I've loved baseball for as long as I can remember. I play in Little League now as a catcher and pitcher. I love the statistics of the game, and I enjoy playing fantasy baseball, too. You might guess that when I grow up, I want to be a Major League Baseball player. I want to know more about getting to the level it takes to get into the MLB. So, my friends at ICAN Radio have arranged for me to talk to Giovanni Soto, an all-star MLB catcher who played most prominently as a member of the Chicago Cubs, where he appeared in the MLB All-Star Game and was named the National League Rookie of the Year in 2008. I'm excited to talk with him about his experience becoming a catcher, what he wanted to be when he grew up, what are the most difficult things and the most fun things about the career that so many of us kids dream about having. Now let's play ball!
Hello, nice to meet you. I'm Giovanni.
Nice to meet you, Giovanni. Did you always want to play in the MLB?
I did. I started playing when I was 5, 6 years old. I was infatuated with the game. I was such a fan, and I loved to play everywhere. My house, around my neighborhood.
Did you ever, like, play stickball in the street?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. All the time. Even we used to play in our school with the handball, with the blue ball. You just throw it and hit it with your hand and just run bases and all that. And, all the time at school, all the time.
Yeah, I play wiffle ball in the alley that I have with my dad all the time.
Yes, wiffle ball also. We used to play with big bottle caps, blue bottle caps. We used to do it all the time. It was a blast.
Cool. What was your favorite moment as an MLB player?
I made the All-Star game in 2008. And waiting for them to announce your name in the All-Star game so you can, like, take your position and kind of, like, you know, wait for the anthem and everything, just kind of running out there and being in the middle of, like, Yankee Stadium, and the whole stadium was full. That was a really, really cool moment in my life.
Cool. If you weren't an MLB catcher, what would you be?
I wanted to go to school to be an accountant. I like numbers. I think numbers are perfect, and you need to be, like, extra, you know, everything needs to add up and everything. So I'm a little nerd for numbers, so I would have been an accountant.
It's pretty cool. What is something you wish you knew about being a professional athlete when you were a kid?
I don't know. Everything was a surprise. Everything was a learning experience. And frankly, I wouldn't want to know certain stuff. Like, you know, when you get older and you're just playing every single day, it gets to you, you know, like, you love baseball sometimes, but,
yeah,
you know, it kind of every day and, you know, it kind of gets to you. But everything was a surprise, and everything was a cool learning experience. And obviously it molds you into the player you become. And everything was fantastic for me, you know, even the struggles, it was beautiful.
Sweet. When you were in high school, what habits do you think helped you get to the next level?
The one thing that I did that not a lot of people do, when usually the teams practice twice a week, and then you have a doubleheader in the weekend. What I used to do, I used to practice every single day. So I it's not that I put my uniform on and, like, went to the field, but say today I don't have practice with the team. So I used to go to the field and you know, take batting practice, like, on my own on a tee. And I got in, like, 40, 60 swings and, you know, grabbed 20, 25 ground balls. And it's the little things that you do extra that really gets you over the hump.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I did that because I loved the game so much that I really enjoyed just doing it. So I didn't see it as practice. And that's what probably got me over the hump. And it was since I was 12, 13, I practiced every single day. I only had one day off, and it was, like, the day after my doubleheader or the day after I played. And then that was it. And then Monday again. It didn't have to be a hard workout, but every day I took pride on doing something. It could be running 20 minutes, or it could have been 20, 30 swings, a couple of grounders, just loosen up your arm. Anything I could do just to do it. I think it got me an edge after a while.
What was your routine on game day, like, once you got to the MLB?
I used to get to the field, say, like, at 1 o'clock. I went to the gym. So you want to break a sweat, go to the gym, and do your stuff. And after that, we have, like, I have to go to like see tape on the opposing batters to see what I can see and hopefully you know get some good info for the game upcoming. After that, I usually went into my hitting routines and all that, and then kind of get preparing for the practice, which started like at 3 o'clock.
Nice. What was like your off season routine to prepare for like the season?
My off season routine was I go to the gym. We started in October if we didn't make the playoff, or if we did, we started in November. And the first month, the first couple of months with more of preparation, your body, you know, it doesn't have to be like heavy weights, but it was more like, you know, preparation for your body, you know, no injuries and getting strong. And then after January, that's when all the baseball stuff started. That's when I started throwing and hitting and doing all the baseball stuff. But the first, say November and December, was only gym and just preparation, getting your body ready and stamina and strength.
What was your favorite catching drills?
My favorite catching drill was reading the block. So the coach would throw you the ball, and sometimes it would be a strike, and he will only tell you the pitch. So if it's a fastball, curveball, he would tell you, but he would not tell you if he's going to bounce the ball. So you needed to read it, and I was really good at that drill because, I don't know, I took pride on it, and I was pretty good at that drill. But he would spike it, or he would just throw it, and you have to frame it and don't put your knees on the ground. So I really loved that drill.
Do you have any drills that you would recommend for an 11-year-old who's looking to improve game behind the plate?
Yes. A lot of times we don't take care of our receiving. And that is the most important aspect of a catcher. You need to receive the ball. You need to learn how to catch the ball. So I really recommend to have a lot of drills just catching the ball. Sometimes with no glove on, you know, just soft toss it and just kind of like go with the motions and try to be as quiet as you can. So you can try to develop the hands that you want to have. So I think that, you know, a whole lot of blocking or throwing the second is not as important as when you're 12, 13, it's more of being a great receiver.
I know even if I do everything right, the odds are still not in my favor for being drafted, unlike someone who wants to be like an accountant or an electrician. If they do the things they need to do, the chances are high that they will have that career someday. Knowing the odds, how did you handle that in your head?
I'll tell you one thing. Since I was 9 or 10, I knew I was going to be in the big leagues. And maybe it was just a dream, right? But I believed it so badly that I think that my belief made it happen, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
I was really obsessed with, you know, playing in the big leagues. And I know there's a possibility where you maybe don't get there. But I was so obsessed with the sport. I remember when I was 12 years old, a teacher once told me, you know, what are you going to do when you grow up? And this is going around everybody. And I told her, I'm going to be a major league baseball player. And she looked at me and she said, yeah, but I mean, you know, can you tell me something more realistic? And at that point, I looked at her and I'm like, what do you mean more realistic? Like, I really thought that I'm going to be a baseball player. Like, that's what I'm going to be. So with all odds, you always have to bet on yourself. No matter what, you always have to bet on yourself. Don't let the naysayers say you can't do something or whatever. Follow your dreams no matter what, because if you're obsessed with something, you're going to be the best in the world.
What was it like when you like found out you were going to be in the All-Star game?
Wow. To be honest, the All-Star game was like seriously like a surprise, because you think that all these guys that have been before you, like Yadier Molina or Brian McCann or Russell Martin, they're going to be the guys. But then you look at your numbers and you're like, oh my God, I have a chance, or I do this. And all of a sudden I did win the starting spot and all the votes from the fan. And it was one of the most unbelievable feelings. It felt like every hard work I did, everything I did extra, I kind of like paid off, you know? It was a very accomplished feeling of, wow, like, I remember telling Mom, I did it. But it was a very, very special moment in my life.
What was your favorite home run?
My favorite home run was, we're losing 6-2 to the Milwaukee Brewers. And then we had two outs, then we had a walk, then we had like a single, then we had men on first and third with two outs, 6-3 game, bottom of the ninth in Chicago. I come up and the first pitch I hit a bomb. So I tied the game in the last inning with two outs, losing by three. I tied the ball game up, and that was my favorite home run. I also have a couple of walk-offs, but I think that homer and that situation in that year, which we won 97 games, the most in the National League, being 100 years exactly from last time Chicago Cubs won the World Series, it was a special moment because it was in September. We had a bad game. And then seeing us as a team coming back to win that game, it was very special for all the players also to see, man, we're capable of doing this. This is the year. This, you know, this could be great. You know, look what all we're doing. So it was a great booster for us, that home run, and that was my favorite one.
Knowing that you played for the Cubs mostly, is your favorite baseball team the Cubs, or do you have a different favorite team?
When I grew up, my favorite team was the Texas Rangers, and I'll tell you why. The Texas Rangers had Juan Gonzalez, which is a Puerto Rican outfielder. He hit over 400 homers in the big leagues. He was two times American League MVP, Juan Gonzalez. And the other guy that was in the team was my favorite catcher of all time, Ivan Pudge Rodriguez, which I idolized since I was a kid. And he was also the MVP of the American League. And in that team was the great Nolan Ryan also. So I love that team growing up in the 90s because it had my favorite player and a couple of other like Ruben Sierra, Rafi Palmeiro. They had a lot of great players, but also my favorite player of all time and arguably one of the best pitchers that's ever lived with Nolan Ryan. So that was my team growing up.
Was there a team that you really wanted to get drafted for?
To be honest, not really. When you're in that spot, you just want any possibility just to get in. And once, like, say you get drafted, I got drafted for the Cubs. So automatically my feelings was I love the Cubs. Why? Because they were the ones that gave me the opportunity and drafted me. So I feel a great deal of respect for that organization that had faith in me and one of those picks, and they picked me out of high school. So right then you fall in love with the team that gives you the opportunity first. At least that was my case. I love the Cubs and I forever be grateful. And that's my favorite team.
What was it like seeing 100 for the first time?
Oh, my first at bat, you cannot see it, but I felt like my legs were literally shaking. I remember thinking, oh my God, can people see this on TV, the way I'm shaking? It was so nerve-wracking. And a lot of people does the same thing because after I got my first at-bat and then I started in the major league, I saw a lot of kids coming up and taking their first at-bat because I'm a catcher. I'm right there. And I usually ask them, hey, are your knees buckling? Are you shaking? And 98% of them would say yes. They're shaking in their first at-bat. So it's something that that a lot of people experience.
Yeah, I remember it was like one of my Little League games. It was like 7-5, bottom six, I think. Because we go to the sixth inning. And two men on base, two runs win it. So I had a chance to drive in the winning run. I was shaking from head to toe.
Yeah.
And I end up getting the inside the park home run walk off.
Oh, wow. Nice.
And that was crazy.
That's awesome. And there's a misconception there, too. Like, you know, we can be pros. Sometimes we're nervous. Sometimes we're shaking. But bravery doesn't mean you don't get scared. Bravery means you do what you need to do in spite that you're scared. It's okay to be scared sometimes. We feel it too, but it's just concentrating again and let's go. You know, like you can be scared, but if you do what you need to do, you're brave.
Do you have any advice for me?
Yeah. First and foremost, always listen to your parents. They know best. Even though we think sometimes we know everything, parents knows best. They have wisdom that sometimes we as kids don't have. But the best advice I can give you is follow your dreams no matter what. Don't worry about, oh, I'm not going to do this or people are going to say this. If you really want something, go after it with all your heart and trust me, you'll get there. What's your dream?
To play in the MLB, 100%.
Are you going to play in the MLB?
Yeah, I'm going to play in the MLB.
Yeah, you're going to play in the MLB. You always say, yes, I am. But remember, you have to work hard for it. But if you work hard and you really want it in your heart, there's nothing that can stop you. There's nothing that can stop you. Nothing. To do anything in the world, anything. Don't be realistic. It's not realistic that a kid from Puerto Rico, a corner, was the rookie of the year, the first rookie in history to start an MLB All-Star game for the National League. That's not realistic. But if I would have been realistic, I probably didn't pursue it. Do not be realistic. And magic is real.
Well, thank you for taking the time to talk with me today.
No problem, Blue. It was my pleasure.
I really enjoyed it. And thank you for just sharing all your knowledge with me.
No problem. Thank you for choosing me. This was a pleasure. Thank you so much.
I'm Blue. Thank you for listening to I Can Become. Today, we've learned that if you have your mind in the right place, you can do anything. Major League Baseball consists of 30 teams with about 26 guys on the roster. That means there are approximately 780 active players during the regular season. So, 780 kids right now will be Major League players someday. Why not me? Giovanni is a great example of how to believe in your dreams above all else. It will take you as far as you can imagine, maybe even 13 seasons in the MLB. What do you want to become when you grow up? Why not tell my friends at ICANN by visiting icannradio.org and let them know? And maybe you could interview a professional just like I did. I want to thank my guest Giovanni Soto for doing this with me. I forgot to invite him over to play catch, so if you're listening, the next time you are in Portland, Oregon, look me up. Because of you, I now know I can become a Major League Baseball player. Tune in next time when Riley finds out all the ingredients it takes to become a chef.